Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning and hope you will tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. Today is a special day for the Harrisburg Church of Christ. Our fall gospel meeting begins today at this morning at 10:20 with Brother David Halbrook, who preaches in Fairbanks, Alaska. We ask that you come and be with us for this series of lessons. It begins this morning, and then we have another sermon this evening at 6:30. And then Monday through Friday, every night at 7 p.m., Brother Halbrook will preach the Unsearchable Riches of Christ and will give you book, chapter, and verse for every lesson that he presents. The theme for this meeting is the cross, and so we invite you to come and be with us for this special series of lessons every night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. We want nothing from you. Just come with an open Bible, an open mind, and study the Word of God with us. We hope that you avail yourself to this special series of lessons. Today, we want to continue our study in the book of Hebrews by looking at Hebrews 5, 11 through 13. Of whom we have much to say, but hardly explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. What we see in these passages this morning is a rebuke of spiritual immaturity. Is it that the scriptures are too difficult to understand? No, that's not the problem. In Ephesians 3:3-5, we're told that when we read, we can understand the mystery. And in Ephesians 5:17, we're told to be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. This has reference to the ability of those who are doing their hearing and listening. In 2 Peter 3:16, the Bible does say there are some things that are harder to understand than others, but he doesn't say it's impossible. He just says they're harder. What does that mean? That means we have to apply ourselves a little bit more. We have to do a little bit more diligent study. In 2 Timothy 3:7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. There are people who are never able to come to the knowledge of truth. What is the problem? Well, we're told the Bible is too difficult. We're told that it's contradictory. We're told that you have to have special ability to understand it. All of that is absolutely false. The problem is they have become dull of hearing. Why did they become dull of hearing? Because they did not accept the truth. Because they did not follow the truth. To mean dull means sluggish. It means slow to move. They don't have any commitment. They don't have any desire. These Hebrews have become dull in their comprehension of spiritual things. Why? A lack of applying themselves to the study of God's word. Whom we have much to say, probably the fact of the priesthood of Christ after the order of Melchizedek. That would be a little bit more difficult subject, but they weren't ready to receive it because they had not done their proper study of Old Testament scripture in order to understand the transition that the writer was trying to make into the priesthood of Christ. Because of their immaturity, they would not understand this subject. And many people have this same problem today. In 2 Timothy 2:15, we're told to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Too many people can't rightly divide the word of truth because they don't apply themselves to a study and an application of Scripture. The time that these should become teachers, that means the ability to teach others the knowledge that they have learned, they needed for someone to come in again and teach them the first principles of the oracles of God, the sayings of God, the teachings of God, the doctrine of God. In 2 Peter 3:18, Peter tells us that we are to grow in our grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. An oracle is a divine uttering. It is something that comes from God. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 11, Peter would write, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do this as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong glory and dominion forever and ever." Notice, we are as, what are we to do? We're to look at the oracles. If any man speak, let him speak the oracles of God. We've got to teach the sayings of God. You see, they were sayings of God should be known of them. They should have known them. They should have known the things that they obeyed when they obeyed the Christian. But they have forgotten them. They have forgotten the basic things, the milk, the simple principles of truth. They had failed to retain and failed to mature. In 1 Peter 2, verse 2, the problem is they did not desire the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. The meat of the more difficult subject are those of their spiritual habits and deeper study are unable to comprehend because they haven't tackled to be able to know the words of righteousness. The word of righteousness is the gospel of Christ. How can one be able to discern both good and evil? By using their ability is coming to a proper understanding of God's word. In 1 Peter 3, verse 15, we're to be ready to give an answer for anyone that asks us of the hope that is within us. You see, milk is spiritual infancy. Too many people in the religious world and even in the Lord's church are still spiritual babies. Not by their years of being a Christian, not by because they're young in years, but they are young in understanding. They have not matured. They have not grown. Why? Because they have not studied. They have not applied the principles of truth in their lives. They have not read. They have not studied. They have not matured. Therefore, the more difficult things they can't grasp because they've forgotten the elementary things. And we'll talk about that, Lord willing, next week. But what we see is that they have failed to grow properly. And notice in verse number 14, to have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. There comes a point, ladies and gentlemen, that we as God's people must be able to discern what is right and what is wrong. God's standard determines what that is. But you and I cannot determine what's right or wrong if we don't know the standard, if we don't know the standard by which all things are measured. God's word is that standard. In John 12, verse 48, Jesus said, you can reject these words. You can reject my teaching, but this same word will judge you in the last day. This is going to be the standard by which all men will be measured by. And therefore, it makes it incumbent upon us that we know that word, that we study that word, that we meditate upon that word, and that we apply it in our life in order that we might be able to discern between good and evil. Let me read you a passage in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 15 and 16. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those that hear you. Notice you have to meditate upon it. You have to think on it. You have to consider it. To do that, you're going to have to read it. You're going to have to study. This passage is very much needed in our day and time. We have a nation. We have a religious world that has grown dull of hearing. They cannot accept basic fundamental principles of the oracles of God because they have not rightly learned to divide the word of God. They don't even know the difference in the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Many people in the religious world try to combine the two. If they can't find justification for their practice or their belief, then they go back over the cross and go back to the Old Covenant. Problem with that, the Bible tells us that law was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2:14. Galatians chapter 3 tells us that law was a tutor in to lead us to Christ. Well, once we came to Christ, we're no longer under the tutor. We're no longer under that schoolmaster that the old law was. Read Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. You see, they have failed to rightly divide the word of God. Let me give you an example. There are some religious organizations that still tithe. Tithing is an Old Testament law. It's an Old Testament requirement. It is not done under the New Covenant. The New Covenant is a free will offering that we give on the first day of the week according to how we prosper. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 1 and 2. Read 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 and 7. We also have some religious people that still worship on the Sabbath. Why? The Sabbath law was nailed to the cross. Colossians 2, verse 14. We're no longer under that law. And therefore, we should be worshiping on the Lord's Day. We should be worshiping on the day that is given in the New Testament as a day of worship. And that is on the Lord's Day. We have those who want to still use the instrument, and they know they can't find it in the New Testament. And so they go back to the Old Testament, to David, to the cymbals, the psalms, the string instruments, and they will try to justify their behavior and their practice by things that are no longer binding because that law has been set aside because it has served its purpose. Why don't people understand these principles? Very simply put, they have not applied themselves to a study of God's word. They don't know it. They don't understand it because they don't study it. They don't meditate upon it. They don't think about it. But most of all, they don't apply it in their lives. It is sad that people never grow out of spiritual infancy. They remain a baby spiritually because they don't apply themselves to a regular, habitual study and meditation upon the Word of God. Let me ask you something, dear listeners. How much time do you spend in the Word of God? Do you have a regular relationship with God's Word? Do you look at God's Word on a daily basis? I would recommend that you take up a daily Bible reading schedule. You can get them online. You can find them on the internet. And you can do that. And throughout the year, you'll be able to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You'll be able to do that in a year. There's all kinds of Bible reading programs, and that will keep you on a continual basis with a relationship with God's Word. If you don't know the Bible, you can be misled. If you don't know the truth, then a false teacher or a false concept or a false practice, you could be misled in because you don't rightly divide the Word of truth. And you haven't because you haven't exercised your senses to discern both good and evil. That's what these Hebrew Christians were doing. They couldn't accept this more difficult teaching about the priesthood of Christ after the order of Melchizedek because they hadn't rightly studied the lesson. They hadn't rightly studied that subject in the scripture. It was in there. It was in prophecy. It was also written so they could understand it. They were taught it, but they forgot it because they did not apply themselves. What about you, dear listener? Can you rightly divide the word of truth? Have you grown out of spiritual infancy? Are you a spiritually mature, understanding Christian? Or do you have need for someone to teach you that which you have forgotten? Please